Hello, I'm Annette Kuhn, and I'm going to be taking you on a walking tour of the sites of some of the cinemas in the Lancashire town of Bolton, which during the 1930s boasted very many cinemas, at least 20 in the borough itself and many further out. In the course of this tour, we're going to be visiting seven cinemas in the town itself. We can start the tour at Bolton's railway station. If you exit the station and turn left and walk over the railway bridge, go to the end of the bridge and turn left at some traffic lights, and then you enter Bradshaw Gate. Just walk along a little way there and you'll come to an intersection, and that is the site of the Queen's Picture House. It was first opened in 1912 under the name of the Queen's Picture Hall, and it's said to be the first purpose-built cinema to open in Bolton. I think there may be some competition for that title, but it was certainly a very early cinema in Bolton. By 1931, the name had been changed to Queen's Picture House. It was closed in 1966 and the building lay unused for 3 years. And after a brief period as a bingo hall, it closed again in 1970. It was reopened under new management as the Queen's Picture House again, and began screening films for the town's Asian community. It was finally closed in 1980 and demolished, and the site where we're standing now is currently boarded up and under redevelopment. The Boltonian film critic Leslie Halliwell writes about the Queen's Cinema. He was born in 1929, and it's the first cinema that he remembers going to as a small child. He was taken, it seems, to all of the Bolton cinemas by his mother, but he remembers the Queen's very well. The time he first went, which would have been in the early 1930s, he says the Queen's was at that time Bolton's plushiest and most respectable picture palace, and he says again, it was here that I received most of my first year's tuition, by which he means learning to be a lover of film. And he tells a story about going with his mother and getting the commissionaire to let them in two for the price of one. A couple of our Bolton interviewees remember the Queen's Cinema, and they have an interesting exchange about the rats that frequented the cinema.
They were the sort of the town centre ones.
Yeah.
And there were two built in the same year, which I think was 1935. The Odeon.
That's right.
And the Lido. Those are old names. Neither of those exist.
No, I think one of them goes under the Canon. Is it Canon? Canon.
The Lido, what was the Canon is the Lido.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of they called book houses awfully.
Yeah.
And then there were some quite nice ones that were built, I think, in the 30s, that were in the suburbs, such as the Crompton and the one on Dean Road.
The Embassy?
Yeah. Oh, no. Queen's was a witch to that. Because I remember showing something.
No, that was bad, the Queen's.
Yes, but I this was, the it was bad. Either cats or rats at the Embassy.
No, good grief.
It was near the old fish market, you see, so that.
Well, it would be rats trapped. Then. Yes. Would be rats. I never saw any.
That's right, this was Woolworths. And behind there was the fish market. And they used to say at night, rats came down there. You see, and apparently one woman was sat in there one time, during my time, and a rat jumped on her knee. And I think after that it closed down.
Of course, everybody smoked like now. And when the projectionist was you could see all the smoke going up in there.
Oh, yes,
that was. Beans, couldn't you?
Otherwise, you smoke, because that was never.
Yes.
Can you remember the sprayer that used to come round?
Oh, yes, that was it. You used to walk down the aisle, didn't you?
You were safe like from influenza, because they used to come round with a pressured spray. And in some of the rougher cinemas, I used to go to one occasion with my late wife when we were very young. It was a real rough one. And the pong with this, I think they had it extra strength because of the customers. You see, on the end row, you got wet through.
Well, some of them are like, have you seen, they're at the back of it, that in ambulances and vehicles, you had a pyrene fire extinguisher that had carbon tetrachloride in, like a big brass thing about this size. And that was what it looked like. You used to pump it up and walk down. Did that? Done, you know.
We're supposed to safeguard you from germs.
That was a flea.
If you survived it.
Fleas.
From the site of the Queen's Cinema, carry on along Bradshaw Gate until you reach the intersection with Great Moor Street. And if you look across the road there, you'll see a modern block of flats, and that is the site of the Lido Cinema. The Lido Cinema was opened in March 1937 with Jesse Matthews in Evergreen. And that cinema was built for both film and live stage use. And during the 1930s, regular variety shows were staged as well as film programmes. In June 1963, it was renamed Studio Cinema. And by 1979, it had been subdivided into three auditoria. In 1980, it was acquired by the Canon Cinemas Group and renamed Canon. It was briefly renamed ABC Cinema before it was finally closed in 1998. And the site, as I've said, is now occupied by a block of flats. From the Lido, carry on walking along Bradshaw Gate for a few minutes, and you'll come to a crossroads with a large clock tower facing you. If you turn right there, you're entering Churchgate, and on your left, you'll see a red brick building called Stonecross House. Stonecross House is the site of the Capitol, which began life as the Capitol Super Cinema in 1929. It was taken over by the Associated British Cinemas chain, that's the ABCs, in 1935, becoming simply the Capitol Cinema. In 1962, it was renamed the ABC. The gala charity premiere of the film The Family Way, which was filmed on location locally, was held at the ABC in 1966. The cinema was closed in 1977 and demolished in January 1988, and this office building called Stonecross House was built on the site. Leslie Halliwell has memories of going to the Capitol, which was one of his favourite cinemas. He says about it, before 1937, the Capitol was the grandest cinema we had in Bolton. Any night, he says, if we arrived a minute after 6:15, we probably had to queue for the best part of 2 hours until the first house ended. If we knew we had to wait, we would hurry 3 or 4 steps along Churchgate to an establishment called Ye Olde Pasty Shoppy. It had Dickensian bow front windows, and its freshly made meat and potato turnovers were certainly the finest in our experience, and very possibly the best in England. And the pasty shop is still there today, and does a roaring trade, and indeed has its own website. Directly across the road from the Capitol is the site of the Theatre Royal. The original Theatre Royal was built in 1853, and by 1902, it was screening films as part of the theatre programme. In 1928, it was reconstructed as a cinema. The Theatre Royal closed in 1962, and the closed building was destroyed by a fire. A nightclub called The Venue now stands on its site.
Well, I can tell you about my brother going. He used to go to what they call the Penny Rush. That was on Derby Street. It was called the Derby Cinema. And then it changed to the Tivoli. And now it's the Tivoli Bingo Hall. Well, he used to go there. And just before you got to that picture place, there was a shop called Skinny Nancy's. And it was really dirty. It was something like, a bit like an ironmonger's. And she sold everything. And she was a dirty lady, and the shop was dirty. But they used to go in there, I believe, and buy stink bombs. And they would drop them in the pictures. And the manager, apparently, used to say, when he saw them, you're not coming in this week. Oh, go on, let us come in. Oh, we'll be good, kind of thing. Let us come in, yes, let us come in. And he always let them in. But nevertheless, he always threatened they wouldn't come in, you see. And my brother used to say that every week, this manager used to get up on the stage before the commencement, and he used to say, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the top picture has not yet arrived. It had never arrived. Every week he said it had never arrived, and then he would say, but we've got a bloody good comic. And apparently he used to come round with a big stick, you see. So I don't really ever hit anybody. I know, oh, I really never came on, but he did come round with this big stick to keep them quiet.
Here in West Orton, the attendant walked about all the time the show was on. And especially if it was a cowboy picture. If it was a cowboy picture, the attendant would walk about all through the to keep law and order with the children at the front. That's when I said that it was quite common for someone to get a pop bottle, fill it full of stones and roll it down the aisle. In the middle of something dramatic. I think it was always very funny when the film broke.
That was
trouble. That was when the attendant was busy then, because there was everybody banging on the floor.
And in the interval, Ted Clegg, he was the manager at the end. I can't tell you what he talked about. They always just said, and I might tell you. I thought, well, I wish we would tell us.
If you look across the road from the Capitol and slightly to your left, you'll see a building called Churchgate House. And that's the site of the Grand Theatre, which was opened in 1894 as a variety theatre. By the end of 1896, films were being shown as part of the variety programme. After 1940, film shows ceased and it became a full-time variety theatre again. The building was closed and demolished in 1963. And the site is now a block of 1960s buildings and shops. From the site of the Capitol, turn round on Churchgate and retrace your steps down to the intersection with Bank Street. Cross the road and enter Deansgate. Just keep walking straight on, and very soon you'll come to a corner where there's a Waterstones bookshop. This is the site of the Embassy Cinema. The Embassy Cinema opened in 1910 when it was called the Electric Cinema, and this cinema must be a candidate for one of the first purpose-built cinemas in Bolton. In 1920 it was renamed the Imperial Playhouse. In 1939 it was renamed Embassy Cinema and equipped with a Western Electric sound system. The Embassy Cinema was closed in 1947. And as I've just said, the site is now occupied by a branch of Waterstones bookshop.
I remember going to see King Kong at the Capitol, and I didn't realise till years later they demonstrated on the television how it was made, and King Kong was about that size.
To us, you see, the pictures were real. You literally got lost in the story.
I don't think it had that effect on me. I don't think so.
Oh, it did me. The first one, I mean, with the Fay Wray.
Yeah.
remember going to a pantomime years ago, and Norman Rushton, he was 2 or 3 years younger than me. I must have been a toddler, I think. And he took us to see Red Riding Hood, you know, and the wolf. Well, this little lad, he was in tears, howling, and his mother had to take him out. Well, it was only pretend, she said. Well, I took my mother's word for it, and it didn't bother me. It was only pretend, she said.
Yeah.
But poor Norman, I didn't reassure her.
It's interesting what you're saying, though, that, you know, for some children, it was like...
Oh, it was really, you happened. Really happened. I remember going and seeing a werewolf one, and with my friend.
Oh,
she
yes.
had a dog, and that was howling in the night, and I was dreaming about this werewolf. I was terrified. I'd gone to see Bing Crosby, though. Oh, they put another, you know, they used to sometimes have two films on. That we got to see Bing, and of course, on came the werewolf, and I hate it. I couldn't do with horror stories at all.
Oh, I used to like being frightened, no. You know, because it was like a stimulant, really, you know, it made you aware of things, you know.
What did you make of the sort of Bela Lugosi's and the...
Oh, I liked them.
Did you like them?
Yeah, I liked them.
Oh, well, you see,
yeah.
I didn't.
No, I didn't.
I deliberately didn't go,
no.
But my girlfriend, she did like thrillers.
Yeah.
And I could never understand it because she was frightened of statues. I mean, her mother was frightened of statues for some reason or other. The only thing the mother was frightened of was thunder. But,
well, I once remember seeing a film with Spencer Tracy. I think it was called Northwest Passage. I don't know who the other stars were, but there was one chap in it, and he was carrying this bag, and everybody was sort of keeping away from him, you know, and it was a while before you realised what was in. Then he brought out what was in the bag, and it was a skull out under the chair. I'm terrified. I'm absolutely terrified. Yeah. And I've never forgotten. Except that it was another thing, not all that long ago on television. I didn't watch it.
If you carry on along, walking along the right-hand side of Deansgate, after a minute you'll come to a very big, fine old sandstone building. That's the old post office, and opposite that is the site of the Hippodrome. The Hippodrome began life in 1908 under the name of the New Empire Theatre, and within a month of opening it was playing films as part of the programme. It was soon renamed the Hippodrome Theatre, and cinema use continued until the early 1940s. And one of our Bolton informants, Kath Brown, remembers that for about 20 years from the early 40s, the Hippodrome was the home of a repertory theatre, and that theatre was called the Lawrence Williamson Repertory Company. The Hippodrome was closed in 1961 and demolished. Until recently, a car park occupied the site, and that site is currently under redevelopment. Leslie Halliwell went to the Hippodrome regularly, and he says about this, "Our routine on Hippodrome nights was for Mum to have Dad's tea ready for when he came from the mill at 5:45, to chat with him through it, but to catch the 6:10 bus into town, leaving the half-washed dishes in the sink and the master of the house somnolent in front of the fire with the evening news on his lap. Off to the Hippo, he would ask, nodding to himself as we closed the door.
It would be about 34 when I started going out with my husband. You see, well, then till 41, we'd go regularly to the pictures. every Wednesday night. So I would see quite a lot of pictures in that time, wouldn't I, really? But before that, no, very, very rare.
Did you used to meet him at the pictures, or...?
Oh, no, he used to come for me. Oh, he used to come... Well, with working in shops, you see, shops at that time, Saturday, well, of course, we didn't go on Saturday, we went at Wednesday. So, of course, he was at half-day Wednesday, you see, in Bolton then. But, you see, Friday night and Saturday night, the shops were open till 9 o'clock. And I had to be in for 10. So there's no way you could get very far by that time.
You should take your girl in the circle in a decent cinema.
Well, that's what I mean.
There's a shilling there, you see. I see you bought a quarter box of chocolates, Terry's old girl, for a shilling, and you spent a shilling taking it on her. So the night out used to cost you £3. Because you walked home, of course.
At the Empress in Ermston, there were double seats.
Yes, they had in the Empire here.
Had they?
Yes.
Double seats.
Two people to sit on.
Back rows, that's
right. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Selected cinemas had them.
Yes,
there was one on Bradshagate, Bolton had them.
Yeah. I used to go on the back row at the Empire.
Oh, yes.
When my brother hadn't got a girlfriend to take her.
Because that was the place all the courting couples went on the back row.
Well, I can remember the time when I went with my father. We sat on the back row, and he was very fond of pears. And I can see him now sitting there peeling this pear with that fruit knife, dripping.
My father, you know, hated the cinema. He loathed it. He thought it was ridiculous. But on New Year's Day, every New Year for years, well, I was married and so on, he would insist on taking the family to the cinema. It was a big deal, you know. And it was hell. It was absolute hell. He used to sit there in the crowded cinema, and his son would say, "Who's that fella? Has he been on before?" And he used to say, "Shh, shh, be quiet. He's wooden, that chap, isn't he?" And you get comments like this, you know. You wonder if he didn't get thrown out.
After the Hippodrome, turn around and retrace your steps for a few yards along Deansgate and cross the road at the nearest pedestrian crossing into Howlcroft North. And at the top of that very short street, you can bear right into Le Mans Crescent, walk around this crescent, and you can pause outside the Art Gallery and Museum, a building whose entrance is flanked by two very tall columns. This particular street in Bolton has been used a lot for location filming of television series and dramas and so on. And this library contains some of the archives of the Mass Observation Worktown collection. And that is the study that Mass Observation did in the late 1930s in Bolton of the leisure habits of the inhabitants, including cinema going. As you leave the library, take the first turning immediately on your right, and as you walk along, you'll see across the road Bolton's famous Octagon Theatre. Pass by the theatre and just follow the road around to your right, and ahead of you, you'll see a sign for Bolton Market. In front of that, you'll see a boarded up area, and that is the site of the Odeon Bolton. The Bolton Odeon opened in August 1937, and at the time it was the largest of the Odeons. It boasted a cafe and also a cinema organ that rose from the centre of the pit in front of the stage. It was modernised in the 1960s and split into three auditoria in 1972. These closed in 1983, and the main auditorium was restored to one unit and converted into a bingo club, which closed in 2004. In 2007, the building was demolished and the site is currently empty and boarded up. But Leslie Halliwell has a fond memory of the night that the Bolton Odeon opened in 1937, when he would have been 7 or 8 years old, he was there. He says, "Each seat on opening night had a gilt-edged programme waiting upon it, and no sooner had we absorbed this dazzling piece of showmanship than a mammoth all-glass Compton organ rose from the orchestra pit, changing colour as it came and radiating the entry of the gladiators through a dozen strategically placed loudspeakers."
We would never think of going into a pub up to the age of, say, 20 and having a drink before we went to the pictures. We would perhaps go and play billiards. Then we'd decide which pictures we were going to. And they varied from some quite run-down cinemas, at least one, where you actually sat on forms and it was threepence to go. And there were others better equipped and everything. One was a theatre converted to a cinema. One was, I think, specially made as a cinema. One was a tram shed converted to a cinema. Some were rather rough, some were quite pleasant and nicely heated and warm and comfortable. There were always queues to go in, queues outside. Because they were continuous performance then. So you might get in halfway and stay in until you, and say, this is where we came in, and either sort of second time round or came out again. An attendant or an usherette, a man who'd come down and say, now, there's room for six in the ninepennies. Or there's room for two in the one and threes. And on a rainy day, you wondered whether, when you had in mind to pay sixpence, whether if it's raining on you outside the cinema, you could afford to pay a shilling or one and three to get in, if only to get in out of the rain. That was a dilemma that we only working lads were faced with. But when we did get in, it was always nice and comfortable in most of them. And I think that the warmth and the kind of comfort and the plush seats, the darkness and everything, had a strong appeal to us as the actual films themselves. It was an oasis of comfort and warmth in most of them, which, in some instances, was even better than our own homes, in a way. And then, having seen the film, Second House, finishing about 10 o'clock, we would then get some food somewhere before we had to make this trek back home. We might get some chips, which was relatively cheap, perhaps threepence, and eat these chips on our way back home. Or, which wasn't uncommon, we would call and we'd have a hot black pudding, the Lancashire black pudding, hot straight from the pan from a little stall that was open every night, but particularly Saturday night, and that was a penny. And that was our typical Saturday evening.
That's the end of the tour of town centre cinemas in Bolton, and you can make your way back to the train station via Bolton Market, which in itself is well worth a visit. Thank you for coming with me on this tour, and I hope you've enjoyed it. You can find out more about our work in Bolton in the 1990s. You can hear the interviews. You can see some more information about the cinemas by visiting our website. So if you search under CMDA Lancaster, you'll arrive at our website. And if you'd like to follow us on Twitter, it's @cinemamemory.